Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Happens next with the Louisville Improvisers.
Yeah, hey, Brian. We're going to pick up Damaris, my friend Damaris. We're going to go up to the lake house.
Why do you have the top down today?
Well, Damaris loves the sun. So we're just going to drive up to the lake house. Yeah.
All right. It's time to open it up. It's that time of year.
Yeah, well, it is. And Alec's been up there, you know, since Friday. So we just
what
need...
What is he doing?
Well, okay, I got some bad news for you. He's cooking.
Oh, God.
I know. Hey, dude.
All right. No, I'm glad we're doing this now.
Well, that's...
It needs to come off like a Band-Aid.
Yeah. Well, no, that's why I got Damaris, you know? I mean, she can cook.
To this.
Yeah. Somebody needs to know how to cook, and I think she'll probably be able to teach us how to cook.
It's about time we grow up.
Yeah. Anyway, right? Baby steps. Absolutely. All right. Here she is. Here's her.
Well, she's that her on the curb.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah. Damaris, over here.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for picking me up.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, so we're going to just go for a ride up to the... excuse me. Sorry, I guess I got a bug in my throat or something.
No, it is a nice convertible-ish.
It's a semi-convertible.
Well, Did you cut the top off yourself?
Well, I had some help. But yes.
We know people.
Well, I'm very, very impressed and looking forward to our weekend at the lake.
Oh, it's going to be great. And I stopped at Kroger and got the supplies.
All the accoutrements.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Yes.
Rolls. Yeah, for the hot dogs.
Oh, very nice. Why? S'mores. Well, this is going to be fancy, guys. I'm glad I went to culinary school.
Yeah. Well, that's why we brought you. I mean, we finally decided.
We got the ingredients for s'mores.
Yeah.
If you show us how
and that's,
put it all together.
And we can make another. If you want to stop real quick, because, you know, you're
the Thorntons.
You're the professional. So,
wait a second.
Sure.
Is this some kind of surprise I'm going to be teaching you all to cook? I thought that there was a guy that's been cooking. I thought this was my weekend of relaxation.
There is a guy.
Go ahead.
Over the years, he's taken it upon himself to be the one to prepare all, I mean, for the whole staff. He likes to cook. A big lumberjack breakfast.
Okay, I like this.
In theory, we all like it. On paper, it's a really quaint.
This is not
nice
what you told
idea.
Me.
I know it's not. I didn't think you'd come if I told you the truth.
That always feels good. That always feels great to be lied to.
We are.
So what is really happening here?
Well, we want to soften the blow, and we want to sort of ease Alec out of his current position as self-appointed chef to the staff.
Are we easing me in to the appointed?
Look.
But yeah, in a manner of speaking. You know, there's going to be plenty, Damaris, there's going to be plenty of free time. Trust me.
Lots of downtime.
Yeah.
It feels that way. It does feel like I'm just sitting around getting pedicures.
And it's going to be very close to that.
Okay, so literally, how bad is he? Because if he's absolutely awful, then I can take it on as a personal challenge, and I am pumped. I'm ready.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Oh, great.
It's terrible.
Just think, if you combined airplane food and prison food, that would be a step up for him.
I'm going to lose so much weight this weekend. It's going to be awesome.
But, and then I just thought, you know, you could, and you're a friend, and we don't spend nearly enough time together, so I thought this would be a combination, kind of.
Like, use me and reconnect, because that makes me want to be friends. I don't know why we don't hang out more.
Well, since you know what? You have a dark side, Damaris. No, this is good. We'll be able to do the usual stuff. We'll be able to play tennis.
I am so... Oh, my gosh. You should see my backhand.
Yeah, well, no, I've seen it. And you're... You should have gone pro, first of all.
I picked up golfing, though.
You have?
Oh, I'm amazing.
Oh, good,
that's
good.
That's a total lie.
Hey, we're pulling up at the gate.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, just let him know we're here.
Who is it?
Hey, Alec, we're here. It's the rest of the improvisers.
Yeah, I'll buzz you in.
All right.
He sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think as a man, he's fine.
Was there a click?
I don't know. Shit. He always does that. He buzzes it too quick.
Who is it?
Daddy-O, it's us. Open up.
All right, go in.
I didn't hear a click.
I didn't either.
I didn't hear a click.
You gotta be kidding me.
Do it again.
Daddy-O!
Who is it?
Who do you think? Hold the buzzer.
I'm sorry. I'm watching the bouillabaisse.
Oh, my God.
That's not good for anybody. Okay, hold the buzzer.
Okay.
All right. Okay, run. Okay.
There,
yeah.
Oh, man, it's nice in here.
Whoa. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, good.
All right. Hi, Damaris, right? How
yeah.
are you?
Hello.
Welcome. Listen, I got to go back. I've got the bouillabaisse on. I don't want it to come to a boil. I'm just okay, so I'll talk to you in a minute.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
See that apron?
It looks really nice.
I know. It looks like, yeah.
It would be nicer if he had pants on underneath it.
And that's the thing.
Was he not expecting us?
No, he was. Yeah.
Well, we told him we were bringing.
He was.
Oh, God.
He knew. No.
And
no.
Made a special point to take his pants off.
No, he...
I put my pants on!
See, he spent time overseas, and it's different cultures.
That's...
Different.
So, I got it all under control now, and I put some pants on. Sorry about that. You know, I spent a lot of time overseas, and so we didn't wear pants where I lived.
I'm sorry, where was that?
That was in the Manila Islands.
Oh.
Manila.
I've heard it's lovely there.
They're beautiful. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're beautiful.
Yeah, very nice.
It's not Manila. You always say that. It's not Manila. The Manila Islands, they're south of the Cortez Islands off the coast of Mexico.
I mean, it's really...
It feels a little bit like you're throwing your fanciness in our face, much like you are with this
bouillabaisse. And first of all, thank you, Damaris.
Right.
Because coming from somebody else, I think he may actually hear it this time.
Mm. Right, Damaris, you're totally right. And it's just sometimes I feel, I feel like I'm not worthy of being in this group.
I have felt that way before, but judging by your cooking and those amazing snakeskin pants that you just put on.
Thank you. Thank you.
You don't have anything to be ashamed of.
Good.
Wow. Feel better now?
I feel so much better.
Good.
I've got to go.
Boiling over there.
What?
Yeah.
It's boiling.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it. I got it under control.
Put a wooden spoon across that.
Yeah. I'm actually really...
Are you guys hungry?
I'm
ready?
Starving.
All right.
I'm starving. I made a point not to eat today.
Okay, good. So we're going to start with a little appetizer.
Okay.
All right. And then here's that. Well, what do you guys think? Take a bite. Go ahead.
All right. Supposed to use a...
Wait.
No, just you can use your hands.
I mean, should I...
Get a grip on it.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, is there like a stick or something?
This is a lovely... Is this a... it looks like a seafood-ish...
Like
a little bite of...
Yeah, well, it has a bite. There's a little... What the stick part is a whole cinnamon stick. And I put on it... I have a little albacore tuna that I've got. And
I've never thought of doing that.
So, and that's on there. It's on a bed of watercress.
I never would have ever guessed to put those things together.
Yeah. It's something I came up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that there's this new... A lot of people in food are trying to... Get more feeling when you're eating, and so physical pain.
Yes,
will now your receptors in your brain will never forget that flavor.
Oh,
and that
taste of blood.
Yeah, the irony blood goes really well with tuna.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, mission accomplished, my friend.
Well, thank you, guys.
That is something I will be using.
Really? Seriously?
Absolutely. I mean, there might be a couple of tweaks, but you have
nailed
that.
I was so – I have to tell you, Damaris, I know we've never met before, but I was so nervous having you up here at the Manor House. I see. I'm so nervous. I'm calling this the Manor House out here in
the
lake.
It's the Manor Lake House.
The Manor Lake House, and I'm so glad that you're here. And I was really worried about cooking for you, but tonight for dinner we've got a Chateaubriand.
Oh.
And instead of using a fillet inside of it, mm-hmm. I've stuffed it with
tuna.
Mm-mm.
Not tuna. No. It's a vegetarian.
It's
rutabaga.
Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah, rutabagas, and it's in the brioche, and we've got a sauce bordelaise to go over that.
But
I've used maraschino cherries in it.
You know, people do not use maraschino cherries
enough.
They do not. They act like they're lowbrow, but
they're not at all.
Chris, could I talk to you?
Yeah. Hey, you guys. It looks like you guys got a lot to talk about. Brian and I are going to step in the other room for a second, okay?
Oh, I thought that. Okay. So anyway, you know, I'm just really excited to have you.
Did you get those maraschino cherries at Kroger's?
Yes, I did.
They have the best.
The best.
They're so bright red.
I know. Well, see, the more red, the better they are, and they hold up in the sauce.
Mm-hmm. That color just really pops.
I mean, there's nothing worse than a maraschino cherry that falls apart in the sauce.
You know what I don't like?
What?
All those high-end maraschino cherries people are trying to pull out now.
That's bullshit.
That's what I think.
They're terrible.
Yeah. What do I want? I want a little stem that I can try and tie into
with your tongue.
Thank you.
Right? Hello?
What starts a party like that?
You know.
Chris and I have been talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess there's no real easy way of saying this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Alec, Damaris is here for a reason.
Yeah, I know. To get some rest and relaxation up here. Hey, listen, I've got a tea time for the
Alec,
for the board. Alec,
you need to just listen for a second. It's your cooking. This is a culinary intervention. Your food, we can't eat it.
We won't eat it.
Well, not only can't we won't. And I'll kill anybody that forces me to eat it anymore.
I will cut the throat of anyone who puts another plate of your food in front of my face.
And I say that.
With appreciation for what you've been doing?
Absolutely. And you stepped up, and now you need to step away.
We needed it, right?
Well,
at
the time, I understand. I understand completely.
Ever since Cookie died.
But Cookie, well, I mean...
Cookie was the best cook ever.
Yeah, from the old school.
No, Cookie was...
That's kind of what we want to get back to.
I mean...
I want griddle cakes.
Why didn't you guys tell me that?
Well,
it's hard. It's hard to talk to a man without pants.
Here's what I think.
Anyway, mm-hmm. Damaris.
I think you have some great ideas. I think you have a very, very, very interesting palate. But just like you were trying to impress everybody, you don't have to do that with us. Let's just make some hole in the walls.
I think you can relax into this.
Yeah.
You know, I just throw this away? You guys, don't eat that. What's on the table?
Oh.
Listen, I've got. Can we have some cornflakes?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I've got a couple bananas. And how about that?
Have you ever taken a banana?
Yes.
Oh, no, put some mayonnaise on the outside of it and rolled it in some peanuts?
I have not.
Well, that's what we're going to do right now.
Excellent.
He has a whole jar of maraschino cherries over there.
Damaris loves her maraschino cherries.
Well, I had no idea.
I like to call them Damaraschino cherries.
Is
that trademarked yet?
Well, I think we're on to something. I think we're going to need to add that to the menu for sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
definitely.
So, yeah, well, here we got the maraschino cherries up here in the pantry.
Do you want me to crush these peanuts here?
Yeah, just chop them up.
Okay. All right, great.
Yeah. Did you not bring a knife?
Yeah, I've got my here. I've got my blades.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Cutcos.
Well, they don't go dull.
They can cut a penny.
Those
scissors will cut a penny into a spiral. That's amazing.
Yeah. I have before. Mm-hmm. I actually used it as a garni one night.
It looks... The guys didn't know that. Copper mm-hmm. as like a garnish. It's
yeah, you
really
think you're
nice.
Eating blood, but you're not.
Well, again, those flavors are just that irony flavor really pairs well with a lot
See,
of
this is
food.
What I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, while we're doing all this... I just want to tell you, we love your show.
We do.
We watch it at the Manor all the time.
It's on a continuous loop. And first of all, they didn't believe I knew you, but and then
no, we thought. I mean, he says that he knows everyone, mm-hmm. but the problem is that Chris really does.
He said he was dating Cindy Crawford.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I found out that he is the father two of her children. That was the weirdest part.
That's how it is with him knowing me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not the father of my two children.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
No. Yeah. But
I actually don't have children.
No. No. But, yes, I remember when Damaris, when she worked at Highland Coffee back, gosh, 10, 15, 12.
I like to say 4 years ago, since I'm going to be 24.
That's
this
correct.
Year.
That's correct.
I started when I was 19.
That's right. So a little over 4 years.
A little over 15 years. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. But that was before the child labor laws. You mm-hmm. know, Damaris was there as a young child,
a young barista, just fresh out of high school.
Fresh out of high school.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, thank you all for watching. I do appreciate that. I'm surprised that you haven't picked up more cooking tips from me. It hurts my feelings. I love making down-home food, and here you are serving all this fancy French food.
I do it when I'm cooking for myself.
Down-home. Well, why are you giving us this?
Because you guys are like, I want to impress you all the time.
You don't, I understand Alec.
That.
I mean,
sort of present that way.
I mean, I understand the need.
I understand.
And I think I speak for Brian, and it's that... you'll never be able to impress us, so don't even try.
That feels like real friendship. It really does.
Thank you.
Well, it's real tough
thanks.
Love.
It is.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, well, yeah, you don't need to.
Don't take the knives.
Yeah, leave them here, buddy. You don't need to. There's no reason you need a knife in the bathroom.
So
I'll
maybe,
put it down.
Maybe you all could help him cook sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I guess that.
Well, we all have our responsibilities here.
Is yours?
My?
Chris takes care of the pool.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There are leaves in it.
I haven't been here for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But no, by the time you leave, there will not be a leaf in the pool. I guarantee it.
Okay.
I do apologize for that. I know how you like to swim.
Well, I'm fancy, and it's feeling like you all don't realize that.
We were...
It's okay.
This is
a learning.
It is. And I'm in...
This is going to be a summer of growth.
It is. And first of all, thank you for staying for the whole summer. I mean, really appreciate
I don't
that.
Know how
oh,
you
wait.
Work that out. Yeah.
I didn't mention that.
Right up to Labor Day.
I was wondering why the car was driving away.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the car's gone. Well, I mean, we can get him back in a week, but no.
Good. This feels awesome, guys. It's like kidnapping.
Ish. Ish. Emphasis on the ish. It's a kidnapping-ish experience. It's a hostage-ish situation. But when it comes to food, I think extreme measures were called for. Yeah. And so if you have any other ideas about, you know, just basic down-home staples that we can put in our repertoire and maybe the rest of us, you know what? I think the rest of us should cook. I think that's a great idea.
I agree with you.
I think
I'm
that's
not,
a great idea.
I'm not opposed to the idea at all.
I feel like if you're cooking like a little family, a little improviser family unit,
exactly mm-hmm.
then this is really going to be something that you all can grow with. And I think that that's going to make your comedy even better.
Even mm-hmm. richer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Yeah, because sometimes...
Nice family-style meals.
And comedy.
Yeah.
Have you all ever tried feeding each other?
I'm back. Listen, yeah, I heard that question.
Uh-huh.
We used to do that all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. It's so bonding.
Yeah,
it
until
really
Chris
is.
Bit my finger. Look, see the scar? 36 stitches, and they had to put it back. He actually bit it completely off.
You should.
Gave him tetanus.
Yeah, I had lockjaw.
It's amazing that you can still use your knives with that extra hook-ish twist to it.
Yeah, he was a veterinarian that put it back on because there were no doctors around.
I mean, we're in the country.
Now.
Yeah. Well,
it was here. Look at that dark stain that's on the cutting board.
Oh, yeah, nice. That is, I didn't know that you could stain wood with blood.
Yeah, it's a really nice patina.
It's a nice DIY project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody can try at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
so that was the end, pretty much, of us feeding each other.
Well, I think the thing is, and in my case, if you're going to feed each other, don't wait till you're really hungry.
I understand that.
Because that was the problem for me. I was just
starving.
I was I was starving. My blood sugar was dropping.
Which brings me back to if you all helped out in the kitchen a little bit, you might not have to wait for food for so long.
These are valid points.
See, this is why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
for the whole summer, apparently.
Right up to Labor Day.
And first of all, try to control your excitement.
Did you bring a lot of white? We all wear white to dinner.
Yeah.
Oh,
We dress for dinner.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Do you? Yes. I have a sequins ball gown that I've been waiting to pull out.
Well, that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Wonderful. And, wonderful.
And just and timing is everything, so this is not a surprise you're here.
Take us through a menu, if you would. Something
something basic, but yeah, that even we could pull off.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you are a huge fan of using puff pastry filled with meats.
Love that. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And Chris mentioned that you all might have some hot dogs.
Yeah.
So let's just fancy up some old pigs in a blanket. How about, you all got any jam or what about some cheese?
I've got Velveeta and jam cheese. Yeah.
You have Velveeta and jam cheese. Okay. Yeah. So I am not too proud to make some macaroni cheese with Velveeta. Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best kind.
Who would be?
Surprisingly, there are a lot of people that don't like Velveeta.
What the?
I know. It's okay. But that's not where we are. We're here to have fun and make food that is connecting.
Comfort
food.
Remember, guys, when we played at the Velveeta Festival?
Oh, the Velveeta Comedy Festival?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh.
It was
part of our routine. Everybody had to work Velveeta into their show, their routine.
Which was surprisingly easy to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very easy to do.
Yeah, and when I think of Velveeta, I think of comedy.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
It's comedic cheese.
It is a comedic
product.
Well,
it's probably the most comedic of all cheeses, I would say.
Except for Cheese Whiz. The word whiz is just funny, people.
Plus the air.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Cheese Whiz.
We have a whole storage locker.
Yeah, we do.
Velveeta. A Velveeta? Yeah. Well, let's just do an all Velveeta dinner tonight.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Let me go to the cellar. I'll grab a couple of cases.
Careful on those rickety stairs.
Yeah. Right. Remember what happened last time.
Well, you replaced a light,
what
right?
What happened last time?
I fell.
Yeah. On his head.
Like a week. He was down there like a week.
Because we didn't know where he went. We thought he left. The car was gone, and so we thought he left. And then eventually, that was on a Tuesday, and on Sunday morning.
Early Sunday morning.
Yeah, he wandered in, and he was standing above our bed, you know.
Yeah.
Think about that. They didn't even look for me.
Well, we thought you were gone.
Guys, we don't have to be in each other's pocket every
We wanted to get you had been yelling about getting your space.
I feel like everybody might need to take a deep breath and blow out our little me's. It feels like the problem here is not the cooking.
What
it
are
feels
we blowing out?
Your little me. Everybody has two me's. A great me.
I used to try to do that in junior high.
And a little me. Oh.
I did.
That's not what we're talking about. And now I feel uncomfortable.
Nice,
if you
Brian,
all have an
nice.
HR team, I would love for them to come out to the lake house for just a quick little chat.
Okay, you know, I'll be right back.
Please go get the Velveeta. When you come back,
I'll be right back. I swear to God, I'll be right back. And if I'm not back,
we'll come look for you this time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So I know that they said that your cooking was really bad, but I would be really upset by Chris's upkeep of the pool.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, you all have responsibilities, and if you're coming out to a lake house, don't you want to swim? And that just seems disrespectful
to me.
Well,
look at the green moss on it, too.
Well, I don't mind that.
In his defense, he was going for something. He was trying to make it more natural, more like a lagoon feel.
And I like that, but the mosquitoes are
everywhere.
They're crazy, guys.
And I've been out here since Tuesday night.
You can tell.
Yeah.
I mean, when you didn't have your pants on earlier, there were just welts everywhere. Yeah. I wasn't trying to say anything.
You can't not see them.
Really?
Well,
I was scratching. And it's hot in the kitchen, you know.
Yeah. The itch scratch cycle is never ending. Feels like, I mean, no wonder your things are boiling over if you're constantly having to itch. The hundreds of mosquitoes.
Right. Hello. Thank you. See?
Okay. So we all have ways that we can improve. I know I can step up I'm in charge of the animal sanctuary. And I know.
Oh, that reminds me to tell you that Pepe's dead.
Okay. That felt really, really unkind the way you said that.
It's okay.
We don't like Pepe, though. We didn't like him.
Right.
Oh. Pepe the skunk?
No.
Oh. That was our skunk's name growing up.
That was your skunk? You had a skunk?
Mm-hmm.
You had a pet skunk real?
Seriously?
Well, we found it as a little baby. and it couldn't be released back into the wilderness because its little umbilical cord had gotten wrapped around its back of its leg, so it only had three working legs, and it would just, like, drag the other one along.
I had a brother.
That same way? He's did you back. All have him descented? Because that's what we do with Pepe.
Yeah.
Oh, I would.
That's not. Yeah. His brothers. He lives in the shack out back.
No, but Pepe was a baboon.
Yeah.
Chris found it at a
flea market. Yeah, you can get all kinds of crazy stuff at that flea market out on 7th Street.
Well, this one actually, he found this one at the one out in Bullitt County.
Oh.
The world's largest flea market, and they had there was a baboon table.
We tried to work it
into the
group,
show,
but.
They don't improvise well.
No, they're not. Yes.
Really? It feels like all they do is improvise.
You'd think, mm-hmm. right? But they follow a script. And we can't do that.
I don't love the scripted. Yeah, I really don't. No.
Chris, are you all right down there, buddy?
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm almost there. Hey. You guys seen Pepe?
Who's going to tell him?
Now, see, I'm not going to tell him because I would tell him just the same way, and I don't need you yelling at me twice.
Hey, Chris. Tell
him? Yeah, hold on. Yeah, hey, no, did you guys, I was just thinking when I was down in the cellar, I just thought, hey, I haven't seen Pepe for like a week or two.
I think Pepe left you because he didn't love you.
Wow.
Did he, what?
Did he say? There was a note, he said that he was tired, that he felt like you were holding him back, he felt like you... were always in his pocket, and he left with 6 cases of Velveeta, and he's going to try and make it on his own.
See, I know you
left a note.
Well, he did leave a note, and it confirms
right.
What I thought was that he held me, even though we all agreed that he wasn't in the act anymore.
Yeah,
you guys sold me down the river, man. You guys threw me under the bus.
No, we didn't do that at all.
Pepe blames me.
Well, because it was your fault.
I was the one that told him, but it wasn't my idea.
You were the one that found him. You were the one that took him away from his home.
Would you rather Pepe just be dead? Is that what you would rather, Chris? Is the pain too much to know that Pepe doesn't love you?
Well, you know, I'm amongst friends, so let me just say, in a way, it would be better in terms of closure. I'd hate to feel like
Great. Pepe's actually dead.
Yeah.
That Velveeta looks awesome.
Yeah, let's get that all unwrapped, okay?
Perfect. That's so good.
Yeah.
That felt nice. See, guys, that's the way you break bad news to people.
Wow. Chris.
I gotta go sit out by the pool.
Don't slip in.
Don't forget your cleaning utensils.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's some chlorine.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'll grab the...
Don't forget your flip-flops.
And the net.
And I need the net.
To get the...
I'll get the leaves because I know Damaris is going to want to swim later. All right, I'll be right... I'll be back.
Wow,
thank you, Damaris.
You're welcome.
See, that was a great lesson.
Thank
you. Right, Brian?
There's a lot of growth
happening. Really, really good at teaching about interpersonal relationships.
You really are.
And cooking.
How did you learn all this?
I don't know. I'm great.
You are great. You know, if I look up great in the dictionary, you're going to be there.
That's not true.
I know it's not true, but, you know.
Not literally true.
Not literally true.
But
it's
I
a
did
metaphor,
appreciate
okay?
the compliment, and I appreciate your attempt to bond with me and build me up instead of put me down.
Well, I'm not going to put you down.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what Brian's for.
Oh, great.
So you don't just nourish people's gullets.
No.
You nourish their souls.
Entire souls.
You got a book deal yet?
No, sir.
You working it?
No, sir.
Because that's a total deal right there, you know?
Yeah,
don't you think? I would read that book. Wouldn't you read that book, Brian?
Put her in touch with our guy.
Yeah.
We have a coffee table book.
We got a guy at Hachette.
Oh, that is I've not heard of them.
They're owned by...
Warner Brothers?
Yeah, they're another one. Mm-hmm. They're getting screwed by Amazon really badly right now, but then they all are. So, but anyway, we got a guy there.
Yeah, pool's clean.
Yay, great. Thanks, Chris. Are you feeling better? Chris.
You know, I am better.
Your mascara is running.
You got a little sun.
I don't wear...
over your chest. You're already blotchy from the sun.
First of all, let me just say, Alec, I don't wear mascara. A little eyeshadow.
Okay.
Jeez.
It's running, though.
It's hot.
Did you attempt to draw chest hair on?
Yeah. I did.
It is so unbelievably
sexy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I really like what you did with that.
Thank you.
It looks great.
I have trouble growing hair, so thank you. Especially with these people, it's nice
especially to be. With us.
Well, you guys are like merciless, and every time I go out and sit by the pool, it's like wow.
Just because we're worried about you.
My lack of chest hair.
Well, it does act as a sunscreen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to this ought to cover it. I mean, you know, now I've drawn on the chest hair. I think that'll cover it. I mean, it'll act as a buffer, I think.
I think so. I think that my dermatologist said that. If I didn't want to get a bad sunburn, just to rub mascara all over my body.
Okay.
Did you get that pool cleaned out, though?
Yeah, pool's good to go. Pool's good to go.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I left some of the moss, but there's not a leaf in sight.
Thank you.
You're
well,
welcome.
How's the diving board?
The diving board is good. It's not as springy as
you.
Huh?
Both diving boards?
Well, the high, we're not using the high one this year, are we?
I think I'm going to get back into that this year.
After?
Oh.
Yeah, it's healed up.
Okay.
You got to get back on the horse.
Right. That's metaphor, too.
You know, no, I'm being.
Oh, yeah, I think we've
had a horse up on the diving board.
Well, that was our problem.
A joke.
That was the problem.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, I mean, it was funny. In retrospect, it wasn't worth it.
That was a wild party.
We had a horse. It was a first of all, it was a Damaris. It was a miniature horse. It wasn't a thorough.
I don't understand why I didn't get invited to that party. And I just get invited to the party where I have to work.
You did get invited. We asked Chris to invite you.
He did not. I think that was that we had a little bit of a break for a while.
You did.
Be healthy.
Well, it was one of those things. Where it was a misunderstanding. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I mean it's on again, off again friendship.
Yeah, yeah. No, there was a period of time where, well, let me just say, I think we weren't as close as we could have been or maybe even should have been. But I think that's water under the bridge.
I mean, I'm still mad about it, but it's cool if you want to say it's water under the bridge, but I do understand.
What happened?
He stole my coffee one day.
A cup of coffee?
He doesn't even like coffee. He gets espressos every single time. And so you can understand.
Shots. I know, double espresso.
Yeah, in a cup to go.
Uh-huh.
And then he drinks it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why would he take my coffee?
Deal? Why?
It was there, and I didn't realize you were coming back. I mean, you were gone for, a little while, and then I just said, oh, this is cool. I could go for some more coffee. It's hot. It's ready. It's the way I like it.
That makes sense to me. It does. I'm so sorry. I was so mad about that. I totally understand drinking people's leftover coffee. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, it wasn't like it was lukewarm or cold. It was piping hot and ready to go. I mean, wow. So you're okay with it now?
Yeah, I'm not mad at all. You see how forgiving I am.
I know, but it took us 7 years to get to this place.
It's only the first day.
This is great.
What will it be like in 3 months?
Oh, it's going to be fans.
It feels like this is going to be the best spent summer of my life. I cannot imagine what else I could be doing with my summer.
No, we are not booked for any shows.
No.
Nothing. We are here.
Great. I am.
The whole calendar.
I mean, no.
I'm going to call the network and just tell them
Here's the thing
out.
About it. Guys, come on. We can't really keep her here, but we could call Victor and have him bring out the chopper.
You all have a helicopter?
We do?
Well, yeah.
Well, we do have a...
Well, we lease.
Oh.
It's a long-term lease.
It's
because
a leasing.
It really doesn't make sense to own it.
Yeah, we have a timeshare with a chapter share with with a mariachi band, for some reason mariachi bands don't get a lot of work during the summer. I don't know.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
mariachi band,
mm-hmm.
Little Bitty Tiny Pony. The pool's in session. We've got two cases of Velveeta right here.
Mm-hmm.
Helicopter.
Yeah.
Let's fly in some people and have a party tonight.
Okay. Absolutely.
Nothing's going to start this summer like a lake house party.
It's kind of like what we did last year, but we could do it again.
No, I mean, this time it'll be different with actual people. No,
what about if we all wear animal print?
Again.
Oh my God.
Well, do my snake pants count?
Yeah, that's where I got the idea.
this is great. Let me call Victor.
Call Victor.
And let me, assume, because sometimes he doesn't pick up, but I'll get him.
Here's the satellite phone.
Yeah. Let me, I got to
say. We don't get up here in the mountains.
It's horrible coverage. Sketchy. Horrible coverage.
Wait,
yeah.
You've brought me to a lake house where there's not a car here for another week?
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah.
But we can get him in. If the satellite phone, did you put the batteries in the phone?
My cell phone doesn't work.
No, check it. You shouldn't have any bars.
I was going to tweet about the Velveeta.
Oh,
well, we do have internet.
Yeah.
So
during daylight hours. And you have to face west.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, yeah, just, go out by the It's just to the left of the pool by the tool shed.
Past the horseshoe pit, and then a little bit past the gazebo.
Yeah.
Just here's the deal. If you get to the duck pond, you've gone too far.
And also, sometimes, though, I've gotten it on the croquet pitch.
Oh.
Have you?
Really good reception there.
Yeah, that depends on which way the wind's blowing.
We should move the beehives this year, speaking of that.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. I think so.
I think they're a little too close to the...
To the jungle gym?
Would somebody please put some water on the bowl just so we can get this food cooking? Guys, this is why everything is not working for you all. You're sitting around talking the whole time,
talking about
planning to move the beehives when I'm over here starving and you already saw what getting really hungry does.
Yeah.
Okay, have we learned nothing?
You know, no, exactly. Obviously we haven't.
Thank you, Damaris.
You are whipping us into shape.
I know. And this is exactly, was I right, guys, or was I right?
Look,
you were right.
Let's talk.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Work.
Water's on the boil.
Talk and work, guys.
I have a fork.
I have a knife.
Okay. Well, you can mash up the Velveeta with that fork, and if you want to go ahead and start cubing it, that'd be great. Good.
Fantastic.
I've got some gloss to be on.
Oh, we don't need that.
Shut up.
Do you have any hot sauce and milk?
Which kind of hot sauce? Look at this. Look at this cabinet. There are 650 different
kinds. I thought
you were
attractive before, and now that I see that blazing hot one where the guy has an explosion coming out of his rear end, I know that you were my kind of man.
Yep, that's it.
Let's use that one.
Okay, good.
Atomic bomb.
Atomic bomb.
Mm.
Okay. Are these cubes? Do they look good?
You look great.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to make us not talk, guys. I just want to be able to eat tonight.
You're right.
We're working. We're working. What else do you need?
Distracted.
We do.
No, all I need is for you. Look, you are manning those noodles. I'm putting you in charge.
Those.
Make sure they don't get too soft.
Okay.
And then we just need to make the cheese sauce.
Okay. So yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm already.
I'm going to chop up these hot dogs because nothing is right.
Nothing. God, this. Was that right, guys? This is wonderful. This is exactly what we need.
No, they don't pay me to be on a network just to not have great ideas.
No, you're an idea machine.
I know. Macaroni and cheese and hot dogs.
I know. It's because you think, wow, it's so simple, but it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Which is what I think is happening with your all's relationship right now.
Simple. Perfect.
Perfect.
You think it's perfect? Okay, good.
I don't know. I mean, I've only just met your friends, but I know you, Chris, and I know that you have invested a lot in this. And
yeah, thank you. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Especially, I mean, judging by the gazebo alone, I can tell that you all invested a lot of money in this lake house manor.
That's not.
No, I mean,
that's improv money.
That's improv money. That's the gazebo improv built.
Whoa.
Right. The pool. It's the pool that improv built.
Everything we do is based on all the money. Like, I can't remember the last time we actually made any money. Everything goes into the group and the gazebo.
Or the manor.
Or the manor.
Yeah, that reminds me. I've got the plans for the North Wing.
We
can look at those after dinner.
I've been looking to move.
Well, you know, there's plenty of room.
This goes to work out for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Damaris, I mean, anytime... You know, now that we're talking again, I'm glad
we're spending the summer together.
I was going to say, we have the entire summer to heal any old wounds.
Quarter of a year.
Right.
This is going to be great, guys. This is going to be great.
This is, yeah, okay. I'm sorry I keep eating this cheese. I forgot how much I love Velveeta.
I know. It's so good. You know what it also works really good as? It's like when you use baby oil to get tan.
Mm-hmm.
I found that if you melt down Velveeta... Strain out some of the extra. There's a lot of fat in Velveeta. Who knew? You can just use that Velveeta oil to get a beautiful. That's how I got this tan.
Man. I wondered why you smelled so good.
I know.
You've got some on that right now.
Well, it's a little bit of chemical spray tan and the mixture of the Velveeta oil.
I know, but I guess that's where the phrase "I could just eat you up" comes from.
Right?
Because I was hungry the minute I saw you.
Oh, I have heard that before. I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing so well.